You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Because we don't know where the novel coronavirus came from yet, the conspiracy theories fill the void.
So wait a minute. You work at the Wuhan Respiratory Coronavirus Lab. How did this happen? And they're like, a pangolin kissed a turtle.
The Department of Energy concludes that the coronavirus pandemic most likely did not emerge naturally, but it did come from a laboratory leak.
We got us a big old asshole, don't we?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
I think age is what it is.
One trick is to tell them stories that don't go anywhere.
In their 80s.
Nancy Pelosi.
My mom was using a chainsaw. Yeah.
Great story, Grandpa. Could have used a vampire, though.
But it's illegitimate for people to raise issues about my age.
I used to be with it, but then they changed what it was. Now what I'm with isn't it?
And the only thing I can say is, what are we doing?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. You'll notice the Republicans take over the House of Representatives. They suddenly have subpoena power again in Congress. And they begin an investigation of the origins of COVID. And all of a sudden this leaks out to an organ of state-run media. I mean, it's a better than the New York Times or the Washington Post, obviously, but it's still owned by Rupert Murdoch. I mean, it does the bidding to a greater or lesser degree of the deep state, and they've got the story, and here it is. It's all out here, and I was just looking at the homepage of this conference that Fauci is at today. He was the keynote speaker, you might say. The Boston Globe's first medical biotech conference. But he's not, they don't call it the keynote speech. You know what they call it? The fireside chat. Like, you know, he got us through this panic, just like FDR got us through the Great Depression. So now he's delivering a fireside chat. What a bunch of BS, huh? 844-500-4242. Boy, you need a shovel every day to get through the news. And you better sanitize the shovel with some hot water every night, and then scrape everything off your boots too when you come, before you go into the house. It is so high and getting higher every day. 844-500-4242. The Biden administration will leave the heavy lifting to international experts to figure out what this is all about. You know, WHO, they did such a great job, as Trump pointed out in that last cut. And now they want to turn over all the power in a pandemic to the World Health Organization. I don't see that happening ultimately, because it's just, you know, can you imagine if you had the Chinese setting the health policy in the United States? Everyone would be dead. And the Chinese basically control the World Health Organization. They always have. I mean, look what happened. Trump was absolutely right about that. 844-500-4242. 201 says another fact they hid from their audiences. Wuhan wet market didn't have bats, didn't serve bats, no bats, totally fake narrative pushed by the progressive regime. Yeah, I know. 844-500-4242. Natural immunity, this is another one. I just want to mention this briefly. And just like that, this is from American Thinker. Natural immunity is no longer a conspiracy theory. I mean, natural immunity, isn't it rather obvious that if you're infected with something, you know, like when you get measles as a kid, you don't have to worry about measles anymore. Chicken pox, mumps, right? But then suddenly it became a conspiracy theory to say that you were better off going with getting a dose of COVID-19 and not taking this shot, which might cause myocarditis or something else that might kill you. Far-left Mother Jones, this is how they described it. Anti-vaxxers have a dangerous theory called natural immunity. Now it's going mainstream. That's a day. It went from accepted medical wisdom to a conspiracy theory, because natural immunity didn't fit the get rid of Trump theory or goal of the program. The CDC, getting a COVID vaccination is a safer and more dependable way to build immunity to COVID-19 than getting sick with COVID-19. The Mayo Clinic, it's recommended that people who've already had COVID-19 get a COVID-19 vaccine. USA Today. Fact check, COVID-19 vaccines provide safer, more consistent immunity than infection. This is a story written by Brian Jundev, who's an ophthalmologist from Denver. He used to be on with me on YouTube, and we would talk about the CDC's own statistics, and the next day I would get banned from YouTube for 10 days, 2 weeks, something like that. He's still working. I just haven't had him on lately. Anyone saying otherwise, says Dr. Jundev today, was accused of spreading misinformation or disinformation. For physicians, this could manifest as a threat of or loss of medical license or employment. Those serving in the military, playing professional sports, or attending college had to make a potentially life-changing choice, and I would add cops to that, between natural and vaccine immunity and losing their jobs or educations. For those suffering a vaccine adverse event, such as myocarditis, stroke, or even sudden death, this was a fatal choice. Lo and behold, however, The Lancet, changed their tune a few weeks ago with a paper, specifically a meta-analysis reviewing 65 studies from 19 countries, showing that previous infection with COVID provided better and more lasting protection than vaccination. This is not to say vaccinations provide no protection, but that natural immunity is more effective. Stephen Kirsch, he's the guy who writes for Substack. He's done a lot of work on this. He performed an analysis and found, quote, the government data from New Zealand shows that for each age group, the more you vax, the more likely you are to die from COVID. And as Dr. Jundev says, how many people do you know who have been fully vaccinated and multi-boosted who are still getting COVID? It turns out the COVID, and he couldn't say, he 2 years ago, he couldn't say stuff like this, nor could any doctor, nor could any politician who didn't want to be slimed, canceled, ridiculed, attacked. It turns out that COVID vaccines don't stop transmission, and based on the above reviews, may increase susceptibility to infection and death. Those were the reasons for vaccine mandates. And natural immunity, a well-known concept. Again, everybody who had mumps or measles when they were 7 years old learned about it from their parents or their guardians. It's a bad thing, Howard, but you'll never have to worry about it again, right? Suddenly, all that was inoperative. Natural immunity, a well-known concept, was ignored for COVID and called a conspiracy theory, which, like so many previous bits of misinformation, turned out to be true. What about young individuals forced to take vaccines and boosters to attend school despite having had previous COVID infection, and the few that suffered myocarditis or blood clots despite their risk of getting seriously ill from COVID was near zero? How do they get their lives back? 844-500-4242. Melody, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Melody.
Hello. You have to keep the word China in your description of the virus because the word COVID is to make you get away from where it came from. And I guess I have listened to hours and hours of information that just listening to doctors and scientists who are from China.
They, I don't know if but they I remember one on Tucker Carlson right before the election, and they attacked her. They kicked her down the stairs like she was Senator Rand Paul or Senator Tom Cotton. Thanks for the call, Melody. Todd, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Todd.
Howie, just curiosity. Do you see any correlation between what happened last week when China said they're going to negotiate a peace treaty between Russia and Ukraine? And now it's okay to paint them as the bad guys. Is there any correlation?
You know what? I hadn't thought about that, but somebody mentioned that in the first hour, a texter from Maine. There are no coincidences anymore, are there, Todd?
No, but anyways, I'm in line to get my 8th booster there, so I should be fine.
I don't know anybody. I don't know anyone who's getting any more. I know people that have gotten 3 and 4. And nobody, no matter how many or how few they've gotten, I don't know anybody who says they're getting another one. Thanks. Thanks for the call, Todd. 844-500-4242. Don't forget chicken pox, says 978. When I was a kid in the 70s, they used to have parties to get all the kids infected. Actually, the doctor from Denver mentioned that out of it. That was his lead, the chicken pox parties they used to have. They hated chicken pox. 844-500-4242. Making any changes in your life this year? I've actually found that the smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day, like my Raycons. This weekend, I went back to the Rolling Stones from their Golden Age, Let It Bleed. It's got Gimme Shelter on it, You Got the Silver, Country Honk. Really, really great songs. Really great songs. And you hear them in a new way. When you haven't heard them for a while and you can just concentrate on them, and it just makes the day better. And chances are, whatever your favorite kind of music is, the people you're with don't like that kind of music. They don't like that kind of podcast you want to listen to. They don't like the kind of self-help you're getting advice on. So the way
maybe
to go...
Maybe you don't like the people you're with and you want to tune them out. You can do that too.
That goes without saying, Taylor. But now this is better. You don't have to offend anybody. Just put the Raycons in your ears and you can close your eyes or maybe even hum along, and that'll drive them off even quicker. But the thing is, you need a pair of Raycon everyday earbuds. Whether you're looking for those everyday earbuds or low-latency gaming headphones or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycon's got you covered. And yep, Raycon start at half the price of other premium audio brands. You will never regret having Raycons. It gives you just unlimited pleasure all year long and for practically nothing when you look at it in those terms of everyday entertainment. Raycon start at half the price of other premium audio brands. And they include such things as custom gel tips for the perfect, most comfortable in-ear fit, crystal clear call quality, water and sweat resistance, and 8 hours of playtime with the everyday earbuds. 8 hours. Ready to buy something small with a big impact right now? Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He doesn't do this just for the money.
It's also my pleasure to see to it that decent, hardworking people in this community aren't robbed blind by a pack of money-mad pirates just because they haven't anybody to look after their interests.
Howie Carr will be right back.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarShow.com, is how did the virus escape from the lab in Wuhan? It was an accident? The Reds released it deliberately? Not sure? Or whatever Fauci's story is today, I believe. I always have.
Those are the people that were at the fireside, Fauci's fireside chat today with the Globe. I'm voting not sure.
12% say not sure, 65% say the Reds released it deliberately, 21% say it was an accident.
All right. 844-500-4242. We'll get back to the calls in a moment, but we do want to do what we always do at this time every Monday, which is check in on our fan mail, because people love us so much, me, Grace, Taylor, Jared, etc. So we call it Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
And Grace is here to handle the hate mail.
Yes,
what do you got,
Howie,
for us, Grace?
The first voicemail I'm going to need a little context on. I did get a little bit of a rundown from the rest of the crew here about what you were discussing, but it involves younger people not getting their licenses.
Yes.
And you were very passionate about this.
I was just shocked. I mean, it takes a lot to shock me these days, but I couldn't believe people turn 16 and they don't care about getting the driver's
license. I'm shocked.
Well, this is cut three. Some people have a different reaction.
Hey, I heard your diatribe, what was it, last week? On kids don't want to get licenses. They don't want to get cars. How typical of a beautiful person. They don't like the same things I like. There's something wrong with them. Wow.
I like to get out of the house. I like to get away from my parents. I like some freedom. I don't think that's a beautiful person thing. I thought that was pretty much of a universal goal of all teenagers when they turned 16.
What kind of car was the Coos driving?
The Coos was driving. My first car was a Renault, but I wrecked that pretty quick, and I got a 59 Chevy. That was my college car, my 59 Chevy.
Well, Howie, some people also think you're a beautiful person because you're complaining about Taxachusetts. And people in the comments of this Boston Herald article were copying and pasting your Wikipedia page that says car owns homes in Wellesley, Cape Cod, and Palm Beach, Florida.
Yeah, I own, that's two-thirds correct. I do not own a home on Cape Cod. And again, this is why you have to take everything in Wikipedia with somewhat of a grain of salt.
Margot wrote, Carr neglected to mention that while 110,000 people moved out of Massachusetts, 53,000 moved in. So the net loss is only 57,000.
Yeah, the 53,000 all had their hands out. They don't speak English. They have diseases. They have fentanyl in their backpacks. And they're going on welfare and public housing. That's the difference.
Yes. And then we have one voicemail here for Taylor. Let's play cut one, please.
Oh, great. Tucker Taylor doubled down on his mispronunciation of February by saying it's the same as library.
The library? There's two R's in February.
But there's also a U, right, Merriam-Webster?
February.
February, 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 February.
Hey, Merriam-Webster, how do you pronounce moron?
Tucker Taylor.
Oh! Yikes!
I can't wait until it's March.
Yes! Taylor's going
to
nail that
one. We won't have to
one.
Listen to this silly story, this silly stuff anymore.
Howie, Corrine wrote on Facebook, I cannot, and for people who don't know, I will be taking off time in the summer after I have a baby, and some people are very excited about this. Corrine said, I can't wait for the fill-ins covering. They're not as dramatic. They have a better way of delivering the news. They're not as theatrical and not phony. I cannot wait for Grace to be gone. Just for the haters who say I don't read hate about myself. There you go. That one stung, okay?
That's really nasty. That's very catty of Corrine to say something like that.
And her profile says, live, laugh, love. Where's the love, Corrine? That's it, Howie, for Hate Mail.
All right. Thank you, Grace. We'll be right back with your call. Stay on the line, everybody. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 617. My niece and nephew just got their licenses. The failure rate is really high. I doubt it has anything to do with the $90 fee to take the road test. Well, you got to wait a long time, don't you? I mean, you can't just walk in anymore like you used to. Maybe it's changed again, but since COVID, I thought you had to make a reservation, you know, 2-3 months in advance of actually taking either the written or the driving test. But, you know, I didn't have a car when I first got my license. 99% of the people who get their licenses don't have a car. But it's like a passport. You know, you never know when you're going to use the passport, but you need it. And at the time I got my license, I was in an all-boys prep school, also known as a medium security prison, basically, MCI Deerfield. But I knew that I'd get out on work release in the summer, and I knew that I would be more valuable to the cool kids if I had a license, and I could. They didn't call them designated drivers then, but that's what it amounted to. I mean, you just had more freedom if you had a driver's license, even if you didn't have a car. I thought it was self-evident. Can't believe anybody. I mean, I know people like to give me the needle, but that guy sounded like he was serious, that he didn't understand why someone would want a driver's license when they turned 16 or 16 and a half. Anyway, 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, two things. I can still remember the day when my license came in the mail and I drove away from my parents' house in their car. The feeling of freedom was, I'll never forget it.
Yeah, I know things have changed, but they haven't changed that much, Steve, have they?
Evidently they have. Howie, listen, about 5 years ago, before COVID, there was this thing about measles where some parents were reluctant to get their kids vaccinated.
Right.
And doctors were cutting these parents off from medical care, and schools were saying they couldn't. The kids couldn't come into the school because of immunocompromised kids, and there was going to be this terrible plague of measles, and it just completely left the front pages of the paper. Nobody even talks about it now, but this was a prelude to COVID vaccination.
Yeah, I think that was... You know, that was like a sort of the anti-vax movement. It was kind of like old-style hippie types. But I think the most of the people that were in the schools in those days, pre-COVID, that didn't have vaccinations were actually illegal aliens. And, you know, they weren't checking any illegal aliens. And, you know, there have been these outbreaks of infectious diseases that not unrelated to COVID that they thought were, you know, eradicated in the United States almost a century ago, more than a century ago in some of these cases, like whooping cough, diphtheria, even leprosy has come back in the United States. 844, that's illegal aliens. It's kind of a different issue. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. John, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, John.
Good evening, Mr. Carr. It's an honor, sir. I love you, man. You're just like you are the patriot of patriots.
I'm sorry you love me, John, because your phone was breaking up, so we lost you. But call back if you would like. 844-500-4242. Pete, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Pete.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call as usual. Better or worse. You know, it was amazing. I got home in time after working today, and I sat down and watched the two press conferences, and it was amazing. Cornball Kirby comes on, Howie, and he had his head down looking at his notes, you know, his script, at the same time, and it was amazing. Jackie Heinrich from Fox News, okay?
Yeah.
And Kelly O'Donnell, you know, you can always understand a woman as a real man and looking at a real woman when you watch the glare in their eyes. They weren't buying any of this BS. And the Diversity University drone, KJP, she came on, and it got even worse. You know, Howie, it's unbelievable.
I haven't heard any of the KJP cuts. She was trying to explain away this latest twist in the panic narrative.
Absolutely, but it's just amazing to watch the reaction on some of the real reporters in the room. You know what I'm saying?
There aren't that many. There aren't that many, though, Pete. You know, it's the White House. You don't get to be there by being a real reporter. You get to be there by being a rump swab, a card carrying fellow traveler. Thanks for the call, Pete. I appreciate it. 844-500-4242. Jeff Van Drew, he's the Democrat. He used to be a Democrat. Now he's a Republican from New Jersey. He was on this morning, and he was basically making the point that that a lot of us have, which is, you know, the only question is, did they release it knowingly? Or did it get out? I mean, that to me, that's the last question here. I don't care what Fauci says. I don't care what Kirby or KJP says. That's the only thing. Cut 12.
Lie, misinformation after misinformation, and it's about time we cracked this egg open and really found what's actually going on. Yeah. You know what's most hurtful about Wuhan? Not only did the Chinese, and we know the real truth, poison the world and the United States. I mean, let's just tell the truth. Hopefully it was an accident, but not only did they do this, but they lied about it, and we have an administration that doesn't have the guts to go forward and get the truth out of them. And we paid for it. That's the worst part of all. We paid for the damn lab.
Yeah, I don't think there's any question about that. You know, I mean, they lied about it, but I don't think they can get away with it anymore. And I think the two things to remember here, and you know, maybe we're all conspiracy theorists for thinking about this. The first thing is Republicans take over Congress, and suddenly this comes out. So they can take credit that it leaked to one of their semi-state-run media, the Wall Street Journal, before Comer or Jordan or in the Senate, Paul, even though he doesn't have the gavel, could take credit for releasing this. And the other thing is, too, now China's with Russia. So China is, you know, even though they've given billions to the Biden crime family, they're no longer wearing the white hats. They're with Putin. And Putin put Trump in the White House. And a lot of them still believe that. It's hard to imagine, but they do. That's how dumb they are. That's how little information they really have. 844-500-4242. This is a great quote from Thomas Sowell. Someone just sent it to me from Maine. People will forgive you for being wrong, but they will never forgive you for being right, especially if events prove you right while proving them wrong. Boy, is that is so true. That is so true. You know, and it's hard to make people admit, even to themselves, that they were wrong. And that they and it's even worse when they crucified people in their neighborhood, people in their churches, people they work with, people in their own families. They shun them because they refuse to accept what is now known to be nonsense. What were pernicious lies purveyed by the deep state? 844-500-4242-603. Americans of a certain age remember with pride and fondness their first car. I mean, how is it possible that it's now Americans of a certain age? I always assumed it would always be just Americans in general. I mean, we grew up with cars. I mean, and again, a car is synonymous with freedom. It's synonymous with being an adult, isn't it? Or should I say, wasn't it? Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Oh, hi, Howie. I had two sons. One's in the Mass Maritime now. One graduated. One graduated from Kings Point, United States Merchant Marine Academy. Every single one of them, they lined them up and gave them the jab.
The jab?
No.
They had to. They had to take it, right? They had no choice.
No choice. Or leave the school.
Yeah. I know. It was terrible what they forced upon people. And you know, Grace said this earlier today, and I've said it before myself. I didn't get the jab because I believed in it. I got the jab because I didn't want to be banned from taking a commercial airliner. You know? I mean, they basically forced everybody to get the jab. And you know, thank goodness it didn't affect me. Didn't affect any of my family, but people got sick. People died after getting this shot. I don't know, you know, I don't know what the percentage was. It was probably a very tiny percentage, but when you're given the jab to 70-75% of the adult population, you know, even if it's a minuscule percentage, that's a lot of dead bodies out there. And you know, we saw the guy collapse at the Cincinnati Buffalo game on Monday Night Football, and he won't talk, and he's asked about it. You know, what caused this? And he said, I'm not getting into that. So you know, what are we supposed to think? I mean, there's only one thing I'm thinking whenever he says that. 844-500-4242. Andy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Howie, thanks for having me on. Second generation listener.
Thank you.
So what I was thinking with the COVID virus, I think China released it on purpose, because a lot of people forget right before the virus escaped, China was having massive protests and Xi was saying he was going to use live fire ammunition on them. And then Trump said, the world is watching you. And next thing you know, they're booting the media out because the virus escaped.
I know, you know, people are saying to me, I'm very, you know, naive to think that they're really concerned about killing their own people. But I mean, it really did a job on their economy too. And the fact is, they rely on exports to the United States, and what they did to the United States. I mean, we're still on our backs. We've never recovered. Who knows how long, if we can ever recover. It may take generations to recover, if we can ever recover. And I just don't know if it was in their overall interest to just unleash this kind of global terror. It seems slightly more likely that it got out on its own, but I don't know. What do you think, Andy? You think they put it? You think they just sent it out there?
I think they do. I think they do, and they don't really care what happens to their population, because I think they were trying to overthrow Xi anyway. And now, I mean, he has pop-up concentration camps. They pop up entire cities in like 15 minutes, and they get rid of people in Connex boxes by the millions. I don't think he's too worried about anything, because he controls the media in his country, and he seems to have a lot of leverage with these global organizations.
Yes, he does. And he seems to have a lot of leverage with the Biden administration, doesn't he? I wonder if that's related to all the information that was on the Hunter Biden laptop involving millions, if not billions, of dollars. And that, particularly that Chinese energy deal where it went 10% for the big guy, which we now know was all true. But no one wants to talk about it. Thanks for the call, Andy. 844-500-4242. Thanks to Brandon, inflation is at a 40-year high. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. A listener of mine, Dennis, didn't buy just one 3-Pack. He bought two of them. Dennis wrote, "Everyone loves them, and so do I. After only a few hours, I could tell the difference, or should I say, smell the difference. The Thunderstorm is so powerful, you may not need three, but with the 3-Pack, you can use a couple for yourself, as Dennis did, and then give one as a gift. I've told you about my friend who just moved down here, and he got a pair of Thunderstorms, and his nephew came over, who's also a listener to the Howie Carr Show, and has also just moved down to Florida, and he said to his uncle, do you by chance use the Eden Pure Thunderstorm in your home? And my friend said, surprised, I asked, how would you possibly know? And he said, I can tell a home that uses Eden Pure. It smells so fresh and clean. And he had bought several through the store as well. So, I mean, it's really a good product, and you will be able to smell the difference. It doesn't take up any floor space. There are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers that you sometimes see in restaurants. Once you see the, once you get a thunderstorm, you'll say, why do they have those big, bulky air purifiers? With code HOW, they'd have room for an extra table in the restaurants if they just got an Eden Pure. With code HOWIE, you'll save money and receive free shipping. I'm known as the cheap bastard, but you could be one too. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE at checkout. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code HOWIE. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
No one but Howie has the final word on mugshot models.
Guilty? Guilty. Guilty. Not guilty.
Police Blotter Facts Friday, every Friday at 5:30 on the Howie Carr Show. He's the undisputed king of New England talk radio.
No brag, just fact.
Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The Wall Street Journal took a victory lap today for this story about the Wuhan flu coming out of a lab, according to now to the Energy Department, in addition to the FBI, and they mentioned the fact that that Fauci et al. Tried to hide the fact that they'd been shoveling federal dollars over there, as one of the earlier callers mentioned. We have since learned that public health officials wanted to hide that U.S. financial aid to the Wuhan lab that may have contributed to gain-of-function research, which may have led to the leak. It is a disgraceful episode, like so much of the initial COVID dogma. Again, like I say, the Wall Street Journal is a semi-organ of state-run media, but it's more honest and forthright than certainly any of the other major national newspapers. Given China's cover-up, we may never know for sure how the virus first struck humans, but Americans deserve to know the facts about the relationship of the U.S. National Institutes of Health to the Wuhan lab and to promoting gain-of-function research. The early deception also needs to be exposed. I'm sure they got deep into that today at the Boston Globe's fireside chat with Dr. Fauci. What a scam. 844-500-4242. Charlie, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Charlie.
Yeah, hi, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. Just wanted to say, first off, I'm a fellow former inmate at MCI Deerfield, and I had plenty of experiences there with my first license, my first license to drive a car. Anyway, what I wanted to do was point out that last year, a fellow by the name of Charles Lieber at Harvard University was convicted of lying to the FBI to cover up influential ties to China. Charles Lieber was the former head of the chemistry and biological sciences department at Harvard.
He was from Lexington, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And he had a green thumb. He grew big pickles or big cucumbers or something. Yeah, I remember that. That guy. Yeah, I mean, they were going after all kinds of researchers with secret financial ties to China. And then when Biden got in, I think they dropped just about all of the cases, didn't they? Funny coincidence.
Just looking online at some of the stories, and apparently that Charles Lieber's lawyers are now appealing that conviction, but he was convicted in 2022. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I think he was one of the last ones convicted. I think, and then they had a bunch of cases going during the Trump years, and then they dropped them all. A funny coincidence, huh? I don't know if there was anything on the laptop about those cases. Oh, I guess the laptop was abandoned before a lot of those cases were brought, or when they were in the process of being investigated. A lot of the indictments took place in 2019 and 2020. Thanks for the call, Charlie.